Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem. Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. Right. Super Bowl, a World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. Right. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners. No prisoners. 1 minute, you're up half a million in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your Bentley. Are you with me?
Newsletter. You can find me on the web at turnerstake.com, or for farmers, turnerstakeag.com. All my contact information is in those show notes and on the websites. I'm a broker here at Daniels. I work with online traders, broker-assisted, hedgers, speculators. Our probably most popular category is the hybrid, which is access to a broker and an online platform. But if you have any questions, feel free to contact us anytime. Also, it is going to be speaking season soon. It is really right around the corner as harvest is wrapping up. So I'll be talking around the Midwest in December, January, and February. I'll let you know as I come. If you are if you listen to this podcast and you're listening for someone to come talk, please get in contact with me. A lot of half-hour and hour presentations on the markets, and what we go over is why prices move the way they do and what are the realistic scenarios and possibilities for the next year, and then how we go about our marketing. So if you are looking for a speaker, you can feel free to contact me also. We're doing those. I put on my own shows, but I also go speak at other people's shows also. Also, looks like I'm going to be a Commodity Classic this year. Again, we're setting our travel schedule, and I will be in Orlando, and I'll let you guys know about the booth number, so that'll be fantastic. Maybe I'll be able to do something, talk there also. We're still trying to figure that out. So, as harvest wraps up again, probably from Thanksgiving all the way to early March, that Commodity Classic date, we will be December, January, February, maybe we'll go into March, I will be traveling. So if you have a show, if it's an elevator, insurance company, seed, whatever it may be, or if it's just a conference, feel free and let me know. Maybe I'll be able to get there too. So heading into this week, it's pretty quiet Monday. I'd say the three stories right now, feeder cattle and the cattle complex. The cattle on feed report on Friday was bullish. And we saw the cattle markets up a point or two. That's no surprise. Basically, the placements were lower than they thought, which is going to be mean for the deferred months. It's a little bit bullish. So we did see the front months jump first, but as the day wore on, I think the market's starting to pay attention to the deferred months too. And if you look at the cattle complex, if live cattle is about a point, buck to a buck and a half all around, feeders are up about 2.5 to 3. And that's appropriate for the report. I don't expect it to go up a whole lot more from here. You start looking at these fat cattle at 120, and it looks to be, probably a value. And if you just look at supply and demand and the numbers and reevaluate those numbers, probably start to seeing selling as we get into the 120s, you would think. And then with the feeders, when we're in the 150, we're in the 150, November's 157, March is 149.5. You got to think if that goes up another point or two, it's going to be running into some pretty good resistance also. But that cattle on feed report was bullish, and the market has to adjust for that. So we'll just see how much. If we come right back down after we adjust for those numbers, that ultimately be a bearish sign for the market. But we definitely deserve to go up a little bit today. Same with the lean hog market. This is something I've been writing about from the spec side. So on the Turner Steak Ag Marketing, we had been buying and still are trying to find protection on the March feeders. And we were buying puts 6 points higher than here, or about 5 points higher than here. And I still like those. Those are still working well for the producers that were for the ranchers that needed that protection. And we're going to hold on to those through the end of February here, just because we see more downside risk in that. On the spec side, we've been talking about the hog market and the deferreds, particularly that Feb versus April spread. That jumped up a full point today. And over the weekend, we had confirmation of more African swine fever, African swine flu, whatever you want to call it, in China, but this time it was in southern China. So not only has it spread, over that northern region, in the big provinces up there, now it's being reported in southern China. So I think the market is gonna pretty much, even though China is not, not the most transparent nation in the world, I think it is fair to say that this it's not just spread in the major producing areas up north, and now it's down south. It's going to be probably a nationwide issue. That's something China is going to have to deal with. So again, hogs are very interesting. In the United States, the supply and demand scenario here and in the front months for 2019, hogs paint a very bearish picture, right? There's a lot of supply, and the demand's not able to make up for it. But if we start looking at 2019 and start factoring in, okay, if China needs pork, they're probably not going to come to the United States. They'll probably go to other regions and buy, Europe or whatever it may be. And then those places that have their traditional customers are probably going to be priced out. And that's when the demand comes to the United States. Kind of like the soybean situation. China needs beans, won't buy it from the United States. China buys all the beans it possibly can from South America. And then South America's traditional customers then come to the United States, right? Probably the same thing with the hog market, I would think, if they start exporting. So the United States will benefit from it, but I just don't think it'll be directly from China. I did write a little bit about China and soybeans today in the ag marketing newsletter, and I'm gonna get that to you in a second. But just to wrap up on the hog market, I think we are finally seeing the hog market move up here. I still like the spreads, and that's what we're gonna stick with. I think that the Feb versus April is gonna be, I mean, it's not gonna be as moving as fast as just the flat price futures or, buying a call or something like that. But hogs can be very volatile, and I just feel more comfortable being bull spread in the hog market in the deferreds in 2019. So that's how we're gonna play that. On the feeders, I don't have a real horse in the game on the spec side, but for producers out there, for ranchers out there, you start seeing fats above 120 and feeders above 150, or in the deferreds or 160 in the near, and you got to start thinking that that's you got to be protecting prices at that point, and that's what we'll continue to look at. The stock market had a little bit of stock market's recovering. The dollar is higher, which put a lot of pressure on wheat. The problem with wheat right now is bullish as we like it, and we think there's going to be demand coming to the United States in December, January, and February. It's not the cheapest wheat in the world, and with the dollar going higher, that's not helping it either. So Russia is still selling wheat, though at a lot higher prices. And their cash prices are at annual highs, I think. I'll have to double check on that, but if they aren't today, they definitely were. They definitely were last week. And so that is going to help with the wheat market, but we still need to see demand coming here. And we're kind of, I don't know, hurry up and wait to see that. Corn and beans were up today. Corn's up 2.5, beans are up 1. The corn market, you can say it could be trading in the 360s, 370s, maybe make a quick run to the 380s in the December contract. But for the most part, we're going to have a 1.8 billion carryout. Demand's fine. We're not going to be tight. We're not going to be burdensome. When we get some pretty big demand stories going on from export sales announcements, we'll rally. If harvest is going fantastic and we're really making a ton of progress, we're going to sell off. And I'm, 10, 15 cents down, 15, 20 cents up. It's kind of how I see the corn market. I don't see any reason for it to change between now and the end of the year. And then with soybeans, I put out my note today about soybeans. We are at some pretty critical support levels that we really need to hold. Otherwise, we could go another leg down, pretty close to the 100-day moving averages. The momentum indicators are going lower. And I put an article in from the South China Morning Post, which is actually my favorite place to get news about China from. Journalists or publications are actually in China. I think the South China Morning Post might be more Hong Kong. But anyways, it So they do tend to be a little more critical than the government over there than, you know, some of the places, you know, like a newspaper in Beijing, for example, right? So they had some very good points about how there is some disagreement now within behind the scenes in China about how they're approaching the trade war, how they're taking a kind of a wait and see approach with Trump until the midterms, and how they've been kind of blaming some of their economic advisors for maybe not giving the best advice because, you know, because some of the analysts were worried about, you know, offending the higher ups, you know, saying about what are the things that could go wrong, right? And, you know, in China, let's put it this way. In the United States, if you don't agree with your boss and you have, you know, and someone pays you to have a differing opinion or to have a free opinion presented, you know, no one's going to jail. You know, no one's getting shot. And that's not the case in other parts of the world. So I'm not saying that's what happened in China, but we've all seen the news recently with reporters in the, you know, in the Middle East and in Turkey. You know, you know, if something's very critical and there's a lot of power involved, and you know, China is really a closed system. I mean, it's practically a dictatorship over there. You can see how you get a lot of yes men when things happen. And I'm not surprised that's coming out now. That was that story I posted. And it's interesting if you do, if you are impacted by you know, soybeans, you know, soybean farmer or whatever it may be, the South China Morning Post, check in on it every couple times a week. It is a good read. It does give you a little different flavor than what some of the US, what's going on in the US media or the US media cycle. And it can kind of give you a little bit more of a window and insight of what's going on in China and the trade war. And I think it's pretty interesting. So I'm gonna stick with that. Anyways, when it comes to trading it, it's very difficult to trade, right? I think the one thing I'd say, there's no deal between now and the election. It's just not gonna happen. So if that's the case, you gotta think the bias is gonna be lower. It's over the near term. And if we break through these moving averages, like the one, I think we're at the I think we're through the 100 day, and now we're at the test in the 50. We go through there, could go down another maybe 20 cents. So if you're storing beans on the rallies, you may want to look for put protection if you haven't already. And same with you know, on the spec side too. If we break this level, it's probably gonna be some momentum lower also. But it's gonna be range bound. I think beans will be range. I'll just be a big range, you know, basically anywhere in the $8. We're not breaking out higher or lower, most likely, out of the $8 range. And corn's gonna the same way, you know, 15 down, 20 up, you know, range on corn here. Some straddles will be interesting. Short straddles might be interesting. We kind of stay away with that from beans just because of the unknown factor of something that may get done in China after the election. But that's where we are on that. Wheat, we're in a waiting game for exports. So that's where we are. I'm going to try to do a couple of podcasts this week. There isn't a whole lot going on, but it is easy to give updates on some of the positions and the harvest progress. And also South America, they're off to a great start. They're way ahead on planting. That should actually put some pressure on soybeans too. So that can contribute to it. One other thing I have been writing about is cotton. Cotton is starting to look more bullish than it had been. Certainly, Hurricane Michael really impacted that Georgia crop. There's been a lot of flooding in Texas, and Texas is the biggest, largest producer of cotton in the union. That's been impacting. And now we're hearing about Kansas and some of the Kansas crop getting impacted. Basically, just a lot of rain at the wrong time. And you know, as cotton's getting ready to harvest. So, if you look at the spreads, I've been writing about July cotton versus December cotton, and it's showing strength here. It's actually breaking through support. So whether you're a farmer or you're a speculator, there's definitely something a little bullish going on in cotton. I would keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on the charts. See what's going on with the production levels in Georgia, Texas, and Kansas. And I'm a big believer in checking out the spread charts, old crop, new crop. I like watching July 19 cotton versus East 19 cotton. And if there's something going on in that market, I'm expecting it to really show up in those spreads. If we're keep on going higher, there's a real demand story or a real supply issue story where demand is gonna demand needs to be rationed. And that's why those spreads would inflate like that. You know, it's, I look at the same things for corn, wheat, and soybeans, and you know, the spread market in corn, wheat, and soybeans are telling a story of we've got some pretty big supply out there. While the cotton market is, you can make the case, the spread market is making a case for, there's some real concerns. There's some real concerns about the cotton market. So something to keep an eye on going forward. All right. So I'm going to wrap it up here. Thank you. A couple of things before I go. Thank you very much for anyone who listens to this podcast. I really do appreciate it. If you know anyone who would like this kind of podcast, it's free. You can forward my newsletter. You can just send them over. The Turner's Take newsletter and podcast newsletter is free for anyone to get it. It's on the website at turnerstake.com. Or you can go to any place where you can get your podcasts, you know, iTunes, any kind of webcast app on your phone or tablet. You can download Turner's Take podcast there and subscribe to it. It'll get a little pop-up when we have a new episode. If you are part of an elevator, a farmer's group, a co-op, insurance, feel free to contact me about speaking. I will be speaking throughout the Midwest. I'm happy to come by or talk to anyone who is looking for a speaker. And I really enjoy going, doing it. I have to remember what I say. And I'm going to be at Commodity Classic. I may be at the Van Trump Conference in November. That's a tough one because it's the week after Thanksgiving and so many people are out after Thanksgiving. It's tough to be out all Thanksgiving week and then come back and then leave again. And there's also a couple other things I'll be out in the Midwest. And we'll also have Pro Farmer has one too in Chicago. So there's a lot going on. If you're going to be at any of those, let me know. Always like to meet you. And as I get more details about Commodity Classic, I will let you know. So have a great week. Hopefully I'll be on here. I'm going to try to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday this week. Kind of get in a groove of doing two or three podcasts a week. Great couple of days, and I'll be talking to you soon.
This material is conveyed as a solicitation for entering into a derivatives transaction. This material has been prepared by a Daniels trading broker who provides research market commentary and trade recommendations as part of his or her solicitation for accounts and solicitation for trades. Daniels Trading, its principals, brokers, and employees may trade in derivatives for their own accounts or for the accounts of others. Due to various factors such as risk tolerance, margin requirements, trading objectives, short-term versus long-term strategies, technical versus fundamental market analysis, and other factors, such trading may result in the initiation or liquidation of positions that are different from or contrary to the opinions and recommendations contained therein. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future performance. The risk of loss in trading futures contracts or commodity options can be substantial, and therefore investors should understand the risks involved in taking leveraged positions and must assume responsibility for the risks associated with such investments and for their results. You should carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your circumstances and financial resources. You should read the risk disclosure accessed at www.danielstrading.com. Daniels Trading is not affiliated with, nor does it endorse any trading system, newsletter, or similar service. Daniels Trading does not guarantee or verify any performance claims made by such systems or services.